Words matter. The manner in which we talk and relate to one another matters. Our readings today, the first reading in the gospel, reinforce this truth. The book of Sirach tells us that a person's speech discloses the cultivation of their mind. What are we cultivating and growing in our minds, in our heads? Words of praise and thanksgiving, or gossip and innuendo? Our gospel offers some very distinct descriptions of how words matter. Do we have a beam of wood in our eyes? Are we as trees that bear bad fruit? Are we people who treasure evil or good in our speech and in our actions? How is it that we can even recognize the splinter in our neighbor's eye when sometimes we cannot clearly see? How is it that we're nourishing good fruit in our actions? How is it that we are treasuring what is always good rather than evil? Our answers to these questions are not only central to our emotional well-being, but they're also, more importantly, positively related and connected to how it is that we relate to all of those around us. More importantly, our answers to these questions are central to what it means to be a Catholic. This coming week, you and I enter into a very special period of time, the season of Lent. Oh, I know that some consider Lent to be a time of sackcloth and ashes and frowns and no meat. But Lent is most especially about renewal and revitalization. It's an R&R time, so to speak. In our R&R, it's guided by three P's: penance, and prayer, and praise. We give praise, for example, for the many blessings which God has given us. In my recent travel, I visited some of our compatriots in the U.S. Virgin Islands, an area which is still recovering from the 2017 hurricane. And in my conversation with folks, you know how shy I am, I had one discussion with a gentleman who told me about the realities of island life in the aftermath of the hurricanes. No one had electricity for 4 months. And that was also the case for Puerto Rico in American dependency, as well as for many other Caribbean islands. You know, if we're honest with ourselves, 4 hours without electricity would seem to be a burden. Indeed, I would even go so far as to suggest that 4 days without electricity would probably drive us nuts. And if we were without electricity for 4 weeks, I'm confident that there would be a revolution. 4 months without electricity, without the power to support basic services, including sanitation. This gives us new meaning to saying that one is in a world full of poop. But you see, as Catholics, we don't define our gratitude in comparative terms, as in, at least I don't have it as bad as the other guy. We are full of thanksgiving for the many blessings which God has richly bestowed upon us, and the gift of shelter, and of clothing, of food, of education, the opportunity and the gift to be able to worship freely. No, our neighborhoods and Metro Louisville, and yes, even our neighbors and friends, they're not perfect. And we acknowledge and recognize that evil exists. But why not devote the 40 days of Lent to cultivating the virtue of gratitude? Let us give thanks and recall that prayer, penance, and almsgiving are tools, they're means for giving us that gratitude. A parishioner recently asked me, "Father, what should I give up for Lent?" My response, you see, I was crafting my homily at that time, was simply, "Give up the wooden beam in your eye." She looked at me and was puzzled and kind of walked away. My dear friends, each of us have wooden beams. That's what we know as sin, or wounds, or psychic challenges. You name the term. It's our sins which prevent us from enjoying full harmony with God. And our God is always merciful, and he's always forgiving. And he is the force behind our desire for reconciliation. And he loves each of us always, even when we are somewhat unlovable. It was God's love that overcame sin through the passion and resurrection of his Son, and it's God's love which moves us to prayer and to penance and to almsgiving. We demonstrate his love when we are moved to donate, to give of our time, talent, and treasure, yes, to the WWJD drive that we have going on, and yes, to the Sister Visitor Center. And as we move into Lent, we say yes to the Rice Bowl. We demonstrate his love for us when we seek him in quiet moments, and when we work for justice and reconciliation and peace with those who are surrounding us. To do this, sometimes we need to be intentional. We need to be intentional to allow God to shine through in our lives, to stoke that fire within us. We need to be intentional sometimes in simply taking the time to say, "Thank you, God. And let my, all of our words and actions serve and praise our loving and almighty God."